I'm Jake Miller from the Educational Duct Tape Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect those of others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 166 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the NC Ties Conference still here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm here with Chris Goodson. We've been chatting about games and using game elements in the classroom. And we were talking for what, like less than 5 minutes,
I think.
And all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, will you do a podcast interview with me? So here we are. So Chris, can you tell them just real quick a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I work as an instructional technology facilitator in Gaston County schools. I work mainly in secondary schools. Got a couple middle schools, a couple high schools. One of the things I do in addition to the regular tech integration is gaming is one of my hobbies, and I've been trying for a number of years now to look at how games can fit in with my teachers and help them do what they do.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, that's what I'm thrilled to talk about here. We started talking about how, there are all of these parts, I use the word hooks, of a game, like elements of a game, stuff that you can borrow and use in your classroom so that you don't have to necessarily use the game itself to run your class, but there are little bits and pieces of it. What's kind of your take on that?
So, absolutely. One of the things I like is games provide safe failure, right? So you can fail, but it's not permanent. It's not like you fail a quiz and you're done and you move on. It's okay, you fail this time, but what you learn, you're going to use to get better. I always use the analogy of in a video game, the level is always little wins and failures and wins and failures until you get to the boss, and then you take everything you've learned and fight the boss with it. And I always tell teachers, hey, that's what we do. We teach the content, and then we have the big boss quiz at the end. So it's a natural flow. So that idea of safety to fail. Is a big thing.
Wow, I never made that connection. I mean, that really is what we do, isn't it? It's like little things preparing you. It's like the hero's journey, right?
Absolutely,
like
absolutely.
Little by little by little, and then you get to the climax at the end. That's cool.
Yeah.
If people are trying to wrap their brains around what this could look like in the class, do you have any examples off the top of your head of like, oh, here's a game, here's the element of it that could work, and this is what it might look like?
Yeah. So there are a lot of things out there. One of my schools uses Classcraft, which is a sort of gamified behavior system.
Yeah.
It has other LMS elements built in, but the way I tell the teachers there is you just kind of think of it as the kids are playing a character, and you work your regular content into what that character is doing. So that character may be going on a quest, and they may run into the one we were looking at the other day was that they ran into a door, and they had to come up with the secret password to the door.
Yeah.
Well, the secret password was a math problem. So you're still working your regular content in, but the stakes are not just you have to pass this because you need to learn math to do well when you get a job one day.
Yeah.
The kids aren't thinking, they don't think that far ahead like that.
Yeah.
But if you tell them, hey, we've got this game going on, you have to get through this door, you have to get this math problem right. Well, they've got incentive to do it then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. So you were talking about, okay, a little bit of a subject change here.
Sure.
You were talking about Classcraft, which... Yeah, and you give a little description of what that's like. How have you seen that fit into this model?
Well, it kind of gives a framework in the case of Classcraft. One of the things that they do is they kind of prepackage a storyline for you. And I always tell people, the thing about a game is a game's a narrative. You rarely have a game that doesn't have a story that goes with it. From basketball, to D&D.
Sure.
And that's one of the things that functions, like you said, is one of those hooks where the teachers the teacher really has something that the kids can throw out there and the kids can sink their teeth into mm-hmm. and really get interested in. So with Classcraft, one of the things that one of my teachers is doing is that they've just gone through, and there's a whole storyline, a whole narrative that goes with it, and they're just kind of overlaying what they do on top of that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in terms of the class, the kids have their character, and he has a certain number of health points. Well, uh-huh. when they misbehave, they lose health points.
Oh, yeah.
When they do well, they get experience points. When they yeah. get enough experience points, they get to level up and get new powers. Some of the powers can be things like you get to eat a candy bar in classroom.
Right.
But, you know, it's all incentive-based, because that's the other thing with games is, you know, there's a narrative to it, but there's incentives. You know, you yeah. want to win to get things to improve yeah. your standing in the class and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. If somebody wanted to get started with this, yeah. like, what are some of those beginning steps you would suggest?
I tell teachers, look for the games you are comfortable with. One of the teachers that I first started talking this about, she was going to teach, she was teaching economics. And I was like, okay, what are you comfortable with? She's like, Monopoly. And so she turned her classroom into a Monopoly board, right? So each desk had Boardwalk, Park Place, things like that. And the students started being able to raise money and buy desks. And mm-hmm. so when they bought the desk, you know, they got to charge rent from the student who was there. And so they had this money as pass rent. And they were cutting side deals and things like that. And
yeah.
of course, she was able to use that as a teachable moment and say, yeah. well, that's how it works.
Yeah.
And there's supply and demand and that sort of thing. So yeah, I tell teachers, you know, they don't have to be gamers. You don't have to be a hardcore video gamer or a role playing gamer or a board gamer. Just, you have to be comfortable with the ideas of games.
Yeah.
And then let your, you know, find the games you're comfortable with. Introduce elements of that to kids, and sometimes it can be as simple as, you know, a random dice roll to pick who answers the question instead
right.
of who raises their hand. Little elements like that, add them yeah. in as you can, and it builds and builds.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love that. That's awesome. If people wanted to, like, heard this and wanted to ask you questions or something, mm-hmm. what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Probably Twitter. I'm yeah. on Twitter at Goodson, Goodson.
You just got your last name on Twitter, that's it?
I went to ISTE in 2007, and somebody talked about Twitter. And I was like, huh, this is interesting. I made an account and got at Goodson and then tweeted two times, and I don't think I tweeted for another 3 years.
Yeah. But it was there.
But then I had it. So
and you owned
so
it.
I'm lucky.
Awesome. All right. Hey, this was a pleasure. This was yeah. awesome. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.